We're back right here on Talk of the Town. Glad you could be with us this beautiful, sunshiny day. Well, we're delighted to have Dr. Kulatz on the telephone with us. You know, I was telling you about this. I've often wondered about this very topic. Robert Kulatz is a dentist, DDS, co-author of The Toxic Tooth, How Root Canal Could Be Making You Sick. And Dr. Kulatz received his dental degree from New York University College of Dentistry, and he received postgraduate training in implant surgery and implant restoration sponsored by Brookdale Hospital in Brooklyn, New York. He abandoned much of his traditional dental practice after learning of the risk of some of the dental procedures he was performing. Subsequently, he only performed oral surgery, and he has not actively practiced dentistry since 2006. What a shame. Good afternoon, Doctor. How are you?
Good afternoon. Thanks for having me.
Well, we're delighted. And this, I can't wait to get into this book, read the entire thing. But you've given me something to really think about, because I have two root canals. And you say that, you know, nobody looks forward to having a root canal, but if you're in constant discomfort because of an infected tooth, you willingly hop into that chair and open wide. And since you might worry about feeling pain during the procedure or paying for it afterwards, but beyond those concerns, there's really no reason to worry about the undergoing, this common outpatient procedure, right? Wrong.
Well, no. Unfortunately, no. Let me just explain, you know, what a root canal actually is and why they're done. A root canal is normally done because the inside part of the tooth, the pulp that contains the blood vessels and the nerves, become infected. Now, this inside part of the tooth, that pulp tissue, is normally supposed to be sterile, meaning containing no bacteria. But once a cavity gets too big and it enters the pulp chamber, it infects this pulp tissue, and that's what causes the pain. The nerve becomes infected and inflamed, and you're in pain. And you go to your dentist and say, hey, get me out of pain. So dentists, what they'll do is they'll do a root canal on this tooth. And the root canal basically takes out the inside hollow part of the tooth. Think of a paper towel roll and the hollow tube that goes in the middle of a paper towel is pretty much like what your tooth root would look like.
They're coring it out, yeah.
Right. The dentist would go in with instruments and remove that pulp tissue from the top of the tooth all the way down to the tip of the root, and then widen and shape that root and attempt to sterilize, fill, and seal that root canal system. Now, if the dentist was able to A, sterilize it, and B, seal it 100%, there'd be no issue. The problem is that you can never sterilize these root canal teeth. And over time, they actually become more and more infected because bacteria will still migrate into that tooth, and there's no longer an intact immune system in that tooth any longer because you've done the root canal and removed the blood vessels, so that tooth becomes more and more infected over time. Now, you have no pain because there's no nerves in that tooth. So you feel great. You feel no pain. The tooth feels fine, but it's still, you know, soaked with bacteria. And these bacteria can then migrate out and get into your circulation and travel to other parts of the body. These bacteria produce potent toxins, just the same way you have, toxins from botulism in spoiled food. They can migrate out of that tooth and get into your system. And thirdly, they can cause localized inflammation, which we now know inflammation is the key cause of, you know, heart disease and various other systemic diseases. So these root canal teeth, although you may have no pain, are not a benign entity.
Scary. It's really scary. So what do you suggest? Just extraction?
Well, you know, I would suggest extraction. Of course, I can't tell anybody what to do. You know, this is America, and we have free choice. As long as a patient is informed that, A, these teeth are going to remain infected. We can never sterilize them. And B, that there is an association between having, you know, root canal teeth and having heart disease, then the patient has to decide whether or not they want to take that risk and do a root canal. But unfortunately, you know, most dentists fail to inform the patient that these teeth, A, remain infected, and B, can have any systemic consequence whatsoever.
Do these dentists know this up until the time you wrote your book? I mean, do they know that?
You know, this information has been available since around 1920. There's been literature documenting this association between oral infection and systemic disease. The dental profession continues to deny that this is valid research. Even the current research is mainly being done in other countries, in foreign countries. If you look on, you know, PubMed, which is the website that just houses all peer-reviewed research, you'll see that there's a lot of research that's been done associating oral infections with systemic diseases, but you don't see a lot of that research being done in America, mm-hmm. in this country.
Well, you know, when you're sitting in a dentist chair, a good, reliable doctor will ask you, do you have heart disease or do you have, you know, and they'll want to give you some antibiotics before they clean your teeth.
Yep, it's a wise thing. If you have heart disease, you know, the introduction of bacteria into the bloodstream during a cleaning can cause heart attack, because these bacteria cause the platelets, which are what makes your blood clot.
Yeah.
Can make your blood very sticky. So these bacteria get into the bloodstream and can actually induce a heart attack.
Yeah, and that's scary. All right, the body's immune system can't touch this infection. Why? Because, you know, our immune system is the strongest thing in the world if we treat it right.
That is correct. The problem is that once the nerve tissue and the blood vessels have been removed from inside the tooth, there's no longer an immune system in that tooth. So the bacteria reside in the little lateral canals, in the porosities of the dentin, which is the main body of the tooth, but there's no longer, you know, a blood supply entering in from the tip of the root, supplying, antibodies mm-hmm. and white blood cells to destroy the bacteria. So these bacteria lie in there, they just hide away, and they produce toxins, and these bacteria can then migrate out, and so can the toxins. So it's kind of the bacteria in the tooth are hidden from the immune system.
Well, you say the tooth becomes a breeding ground for bacteria and toxins. And just think of all this now. And I don't care. You know, I brush my teeth regularly. Sometimes, well, I know two times a day, but sometimes even three on the weekends. But the thing is, try to keep your mouth clean, but they'll tell us that our mouth is germy. And think about the food we eat, and if you don't brush and clean your teeth really well, and who can get in and around all those little things? I buy all kinds of things to take care of my teeth with, but still, it scares me about the germs that's going to accumulate there.
And there's a lot of bacteria in the mouth, and you know, I recommend not only brushing and flossing, but I think the water pick is tremendous.
I do, too. I like a water pick. Somebody told me, some dentists don't like it, and some do. But somebody told me one time, says, oh, that just pushes the food particles up in there. And I said, not if you use it right.
That's correct. I mean, I suggest everybody get a water pick and do a little test. Brush and floss your teeth as best you can. And then use the water pick.
And you'll see particles.
How much debris comes out.
Mm-hmm.
The water pick, what I like to do is take the reservoir and fill it up three quarters of the way with warm water.
Yeah.
And then the other quarter of the reservoir, either put in
hydrogen peroxide.
Yeah. Yeah.
I knew what you were going to say.
Or any mouthwash that you may want to use. And angle the jet of water under the gum line, because what you want to do is disrupt those bacterial colonies, because they start to mature And when they mature, they get bigger and bigger and bigger. But if you disrupt them, and the water pick is great at doing that, and then introduce either peroxide or another antimicrobial under the gum line, you keep the bacteria count low, and then you keep the inflammation low. And the inflammation and the bacteria are what causes the problems.
Well, I tell you what, I want you I want you to stand by now. We got to take a break because I got some more questions. This is interesting. But, you know, talking, I'm so glad you brought the water pick up because I've had one for years and I love it. And, you know, I try to take care of my teeth. But like I say, you got me thinking. I've got a couple of teeth that, you know, I've got a root canal. And, you know, there's one that's still a little bit sensitive. And somebody says, well, when you have a root canal, you don't have any pain. Well, this one still has some sensitivity to it. So I'm going to ask you about that. We'll be back in a minute. And this book is called The Toxic Tooth, How a Root Canal Could Be Making You Sick. And it's Dr. Robert Kulutz. Did I get that right? Kulutz?
That's pretty close. Kulutz.
Kulutz. And kind of like the pants, the culottes.
Exactly.
And Thomas E. Levy, they co-authored this book. And you need to buy this. If you've still got your teeth, and of course you got kids coming on, they got their teeth, you need to get this book. Where can we get the book? It's by MedFox Publishing, but online, where can we get it?
You can go to Amazon and just type in the toxic tooth, or you can type in www.toxictooth.com, and you can buy it there directly from MedFox.
Okay, we'll be back in a minute. Don't go away, folks.